Good morning. After a brief break in the action overnight, more rain is moving into interior New York and New England, where a flood watch has been issued for just about the entire region. The rain will fall heavily at times as a wave of low pressure rides along a stationary front, which is draped across the region. Some thunderstorms are also possible, and heavier downpours within those thunderstorms likely. And these could cause localized flash flooding at any time today, into the night tonight, or even during the day tomorrow. A big ridge of high pressure is stationary off the eastern seaboard. At the same time, a trough of low pressure is elongated from the Great Lakes down the Mississippi Valley toward the Gulf Coast. Right along the eastern seaboard and in between these two systems, we have a deep feed of tropical moisture, which is being transported right up the eastern seaboard and into our region. This will keep the waves of precipitation going for the next couple of days, and while it may not rain the whole time, off and on rain, some of it heavy and scattered thunderstorms will be persistent as we get into the early and middle stages of the week. Temperatures, meanwhile, will remain stationary and basically in the 70s to around 80 for highs and in the 60s to around 70 for overnight lows. The last in these waves of low pressure will move through during the day on Wednesday with additional scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then that ridge off of the Atlantic coast will begin to build backward and toward us from the east. This will turn off the steadier waves of precipitation, and while we'll still have the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July into the day on Friday and maybe even Saturday, it looks like the rain showers and thunderstorms will be less frequent, and temperatures in turn will go up through the 80s and up toward the 90 degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive upper ridge anchored over the Great Basin will bring more days of temperatures approaching or exceeding record highs across much of the western United States. Triple-digit readings will be commonplace over the southwestern corner of the country, but temperatures could also exceed the century mark in the valleys of the Northern Rockies, the Intermountain West, and Pacific Northwest. In terms of precipitation across the west, weak impulses of energy dropping down the eastern side of that expansive ridge should help trigger scattered thunderstorms along the central and southern Rockies during the afternoon and evening hours. Meanwhile, back here in the east, that deep upper trough closing off in the east will linger over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys before getting nudged westward by that strong ridge in the western Atlantic. A rich supply of moisture funneling northward between the deep trough and strong ridge will create a ripe environment for showers and thunderstorms all along the eastern seaboard. Some intense storms will be possible, but the main threat with this setup will be that heavy rain and potential for flash flooding right on down the Ohio and into the Tennessee Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies, and 54 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have cloudy skies with fog, 6 miles visibility and 69 degrees, the dew point 67, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 128 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Kenton, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston, showers and thunderstorms near 80. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 75. That's 4 degrees above normal. Another 57 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the total for the month of June to 8.68 inches. That's third best all time on record, 4.89 inches above normal. And now the total for the year, 23.42 inches, which is 4.85 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 99, set in 1933. And the record low, 45, in 1978. The sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with rain developing and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More rain tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain will be heavy at times with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More rain tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More rain tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the upper 70s. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the upper 70s. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Hazy sun and clouds Wednesday, still scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. The risk of a few showers and thunderstorms on Independence Day for Thursday, otherwise hazy sun and clouds in the middle to upper 80s. Warm and humid on Friday, hazy sun, upper 80s, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Near 90 on Saturday with the risk of a thunderstorm, and hazy, hot, and humid on Sunday with highs right around 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.